Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for a first look at the commodity markets for this Friday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Labor Department reported this morning that U.S. employers cut payrolls for a second straight month during February, slashing 63,000 jobs for the biggest monthly job decline in nearly 5 years. In addition, it said that only 41,000 jobs were created in December, half the 82,000 originally reported. We'll discuss the implications of the jobs report for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. The Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to trade mostly steady overall, but there are some mixed undertones seen as well. Terminals are called steady to weak with tops from $33 to $35. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $33. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, March 6, negotiated swine purchases were 14,988 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $43.50 to $53.69. The weighted average was $50.77, a loss of 14 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.39 to $43.19. The weighted average was $40.90. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 16,246. The base price range was $43.50 to $55.92. The weighted average was $52.93, a loss of 2 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38 to $42.52, and the weighted average was $39.14. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Another winter storm rolling through the Midwest. There are some pockets of heavy snow along the Ohio River, and once again, some decent rains moving in. Maybe not decent rains, but more rains and heavy rains for the drought-stricken southeastern U.S. I say not decent rains because they are coming down at a pace that can't soak in, so they will probably have some flooding in that area. It's a shame they go from drought to flood in a few short weeks, but again, the drought has not been broken, but the rain is beneficial and will help to get the topsoil a little bit more charged up before the planting season starts in the south. And the planting season should be getting into gear before too long. Weather patterns may evolve next week to reduce some of the precipitation frequency and the amount of rain in the southeastern states. And if that forecast occurs, some field work may evolve after a few days of net drying. As far as the Midwest, we need more warm weather, and it doesn't look like we're going to be in the depths of the cold for too long, but we have another cold couple days across the area, and that's also being joined in with some lighter snow across the heart of the Midwest, moving towards the eastern Great Lakes. Snow did move into portions of the lower Midwest overnight and will continue to spread eastward today into tomorrow, with a wintry mix expected in the southern areas of the Midwest. Heavy snow in portions of Ohio, a band of 10 to 15 inch accumulations will occur. Snowfall anywhere between 2 and 7 inches likely from an area from southeastern Missouri across southern Indiana into northern Kentucky. And in there, some locations may pick up as much as 10 inches of snow. Again, saturated fields will start to see more flooding, but that should start to ease in the western portion of the Midwest from Iowa and through northern Indiana for the next week, as the weather systems will start to die down and increase in intensity and also in frequency. Flood potentials will increase across the upper Midwest as March progresses and the snowpack begins to melt across the upper Midwest. As far as Brazil, once again, most areas will get rain at one time or another during the next couple of weeks. Amounts will be sufficient to prevent any areas from seeing noticeably dry conditions. Delays in harvest progress will continue periodically, but doesn't look like any extended periods of heavy rain there would prevent field work for an extended period of time. Drier weather would be welcome, but there will be periods in which limited rain falls on areas and field work will continue, especially in the southern areas of the nation. Net drying will occur periodically in the far south, but after abundant rain fell during the past week to 10 days, the drier bias will be welcome in the area. As far as Argentina's weather goes, looks like the rain has been taken out of the picture for the middle of the month. This change started to show up on the midday forecast yesterday, and again, the models last night seemed to evolve with less precipitation across Argentina. Does look like during the next couple weeks, summer crops will likely to continue to fill, mature, and be harvested under favorable conditions. There will be a few pockets of dryness in Argentina. No widespread or no large areas of moisture stress anticipated during the next two-week period. Some other countries, pretty briefly here, Australia, the key grain and cotton areas were dry with showers limited to coastal areas. The sorghum harvest across Australia will remain nearly ideal for the next 7 days. A few delays may be possible early in the second week as rain starts to move into interior crop regions. And China, any rain that occurs over the next 2 weeks will be welcome, benefiting the early developing wheat and rapeseed crops in southern China while boosting soil moisture in northern areas for future use. Warming is needed for the early corn and rice planting there. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Audio from the 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook Meeting is now available on our website, willag.org. Click on the link in the right navigation pane. The meeting was made possible by the Andersons Cargill and the Archer Daniels Midland Company. In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 1186, up 3.5. Last trade down 23.75. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 1129, up 4. Last trade down 22. July, 10.75 1/4, up 1/4. Last trade down 25. March corn opened at 5.56 1/4, down 3/4. Last trade down 12. July, 5.77 1/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 11. December, 5.78 1/4, down 1. Last trade down 13 1/4. March beans opened at 14.36 1/2, down 6 1/2. Last trade down 44 1/2. July, 14.71 1/4, up 1/4. Last trade down 44 1/4. November, 13.61 down 1/2. Last trade down 38. May soybean meal opened at 3.70 down 30. Last trade down 6.30. May soybean oil opened at 64.77 down 44. Last trade down $2. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of today's jobs report?
Well, there's no question about the fact that it certainly was a surprise. I don't think they expected to see payroll fall again, and at 63,000, it's certainly not a nice number. I think we have to keep things in perspective. You know, we were over 80,000 last month when they came out with the initial report, and it turned out that we ended up with a decline of 22,000 in January. And so, in general, it certainly doesn't look good, and it fuels more of the talk, you know, that that we're seeing an economy that's contracting to a point. I don't know if I believe it 100%, but that's where it is.
Since our meeting at the Beef House on Tuesday, the soybean market has certainly suffered a lot of losses. In the NOV chart, it's lost $1.52 1/4, which begs the question, how low can we go?
Well, I think, you know, today is an important day. We haven't closed below the Bollinger Band, the low Bollinger Band, and it is sitting right here at 13.33 1/4, so it's a dime above basically where we closed overnight last night. I'd say 1272. That's the 50-day moving average, and that's been an extremely strong level of support. It'll be interesting to see by the end of the day whether we have the ability to pull back into the Bollinger Band or not.
Corn, though, has held up fairly well in the light of this liquidation in the soybean market.
It has. I guess it goes to speak on corn, you know, that they still don't feel real confident that we've got the acres or that we're going to get the acres that we need to meet our demand. And, you know, we have to look at the fact that we have the USDA report coming out on Tuesday. I think if there's going to be a time for us to contract on beans, it's going to be ahead of that report. We expect to see ending stocks being tighter on beans. And, at these levels, there's an awful lot of beans out there that have been sold in advance. But at these levels, you've got to expect that there's going to be some selling that's going to go on in the cash market. And when you sell in the cash market, they turn around and sell the futures market. You know, so it kind of magnifies the move. And now we're going to have a margin magnification that's going to go on probably today.
Go ahead and then give us the calls for today, please.
Well, the opening calls on beans are going to be down 20 to 40, corn down 10 to 11. Wheat basically is going to be all over the place. It's going to be in the 20s down. I guess 20 down probably is a pretty average call for the nearby wheat, and anywhere from 5 to 15 on the deferred wheat. When you look at cattle and hogs, they're basically just being called mixed for today.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in West Bend, Wisconsin, joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.